Welcome back to Ghana Connect. My name is Quick.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator. What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications through LifeMD? LifeMD is now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
Kwasanti, and for two times, it's really been touted as a groundbreaking decision. For the first time, a leading political party in the country is going to have a female on the ticket in the election. Professor Nana Junipuku-Ajman was nominated in 2020. The NDC did not win that election, and she gets to have a second bite at the cherry after John Dramani Mahama nominated her again. Tonight on the show, we ask, will you vote for a political party because of its running mate? Will you or will you not? And also, does the NDC choice of a female running mate factor in your consideration on whether or not you would vote for them? These are important questions as we prepare in the coming days to have the new Patriotic Party also name their running mate and outdoor him or her. Several names have popped up, but vice presidential candidates are becoming such a big deal in our election cycle. I have some crack minds to help us break down this important conversation. But first, listen to this.
President based his decision.
Professor Jane Nana Opoku Ajimai.
I write for Ghana, a patron of the land, from BGO to BG, the NDC shall be.
We are the new patrons, the party. of self-serving ambition, declare to the whole world that I was only the driver's mate.
Under my administration, she will have oversight, among others, of the education sector, the health sector, gender and social protection.
Vote for me, make a job president. Vote for me, I want job president. Vote for me, make a job president. I will make you vice president.
Vice president.
Vote for me, make a job president. Vote for me, I want job president. Vote for me, make a job president. I will make you vice president.
John and I have agreed that whoever has participated in the plunder of the state must be held accountable. And my friends, this is not a threat, it is a promise.
President, if I come power, everything go be alright. Then you see what I dey talk, you know be say lie. This one I know fit keep confidential. Several times you dey suffer, no rescuer. KK price to calm down, no more suffer. Fishing 88 stroke 4, better plan. Gumshit, different sense, inside one man. No more promise and fail, no delay. I fit session you, you self.
I don't know who actually put the end of April timeline out. It was, you know that we... We are well within our timelines as a political party. I mean, the MPP, even Dr. Mahmoud Bawumia himself, was nominated in August 2008. So we are well within our timelines.
Yeah,
I can tell you without any doubt that Dr. Mahmoud Bawumia, as we speak, knows who he's going to nominate as his running mate.
So the New Patriotic Party is not really under any pressure to name their running mate going into the 2024 election, but a big conversation to have tonight on Ghana Connect. And mind you, you can always join us, Ghana Connect, 055-1111997 on WhatsApp, or you can send us a message on social media. Let's now connect with the very brilliant minds connecting with us. Dela Kuku Abochi is a youth activist. Dela Kuku Abochi, good evening, and thanks for connecting with us. Dela, can you unmute?
Yeah, good evening, Kwaku Asante. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well. Good to have you. And then Joyce Sakite is public relations and corporate communications professional. She's also connecting with us. Joyce, it's good to have you join us on the show tonight.
Hi, good evening.
We'll be joined shortly by Joyce Bawa Mukhtari. She's special aide to former President John Dramani Mahama. Julius Kwame Anthony is a regular on this show. He has some very strong views. Julius, connect with us on the show tonight. Julius, good to have you back. It's been a while.
It's a pleasure to be here. I miss the show.
Yeah. Ampon is also a keen Ghanaian guy who really passionate about politics and has some intriguing views to share on this conversation. Ampon, good to have you connect with us.
Thank you, Kweku. Thank you.
Well, guys, so let's make this as interactive as possible. Let's chip in where we want to and let's keep it respectful. So, Julius, let me ask you the first question. In 2020, the NDC did this experiment. Some have called it an experiment because none of the major political parties have put on the ticket a female. It didn't seem to work. There are those who said that Nana Jane did not get so much for the NDC in the central region. Although the NDC won majority of seats there, they did not win the presidential vote. Is this a gamble that can pay off? Is this a decision that has been properly considered from the standpoint of the NDC?
Well, I do not think that it is a gamble. It has never been a gamble in 2020. It is not a gamble in 2024. It is a decision taken after critical consideration of the relevant needs of the time. Kuku Asante, we are in a time in the history of this republic where we are suffering a leadership crisis. We are suffering credibility crisis in our public sector. And everybody is questioning from where comes the change we are looking for.
Okay,
Can you hear me?
I can hear you, but please hold it there for me a minute. We have on the phone lines Joyce Bawa Mukhtari, a special aide to former President John Dramani Mahama, who has made the decision. I want us to listen to her first so that I can form some sort of a basis for the conversation going forward. Honorable Joyce Bawa Mukhtari, the question people have asked, what kind of considerations did the former president have settling on Professor again for the second time after all the criticism that he seemed to have faced after the 2020 election?
Well, thank you very much. I'm sure that all of us know that John Mahama is the man on whose behalf history will always be kind and history will always be one of purpose. Indeed, Mr. Mahama told all of us that the main consideration for nominating Nana Jane all over again was one, because Nana is an accomplished citizen of Ghana, qualified for the job of running mate and eventually vice president of Ghana, a woman who needs no introduction, a woman who cut her teeth as an academic, a woman who became Ghana's very first chancellor of a public university. Indeed, I believe that what we seek to do is to seek to provide hope, to provide purpose, to indicate an objective for which an individual who is a flag bearer goes out there to nominate a running mate. At the time when Mr. Mahama himself was nominated by then flag bearer Professor Evans Atta-Mills of blessed memory, I'm sure you recall that Mr. Mahama was actually tipped as one of the favorites to ensure that that ticket was successful. Indeed, eventually the pair won the election and went on to form the next government. I think that Ghana is indeed at a crossroads. There are so many challenges. There's so much issues to do with the lack of credibility, lack of positivity about ideas. There's also a depth of disappointment in the minds of many citizens of Ghana. I believe that at this time, we need a safe pair of hands. A man who has been president before, a woman who has served many ways the good cause of Ghana. A woman whose work record and ethics are all there for all of us to see. A woman of unparalleled integrity. You do know that there's a need for us to restore to the office of vice president a semblance of discipline, a modicum of independence. Above all, an individual who offers the support that the president needs to implement whatever policies he has for the good people of Ghana. I am convinced, like many people have said since Nana Jane's presentation to the general public, that she possesses a certain self, a certain discipline, a large sense of duty, one that is not in doubt, and she's a woman imbued with enormous wisdom and courage. I am sure that John Mahama has clearly indicated that he required a loyal individual, a person with whom he had worked before and believed that they are compatible in a way that they can work together and deliver on their promises for the good people of Ghana. Make no mistake, Nana is no walkover. And I believe that for me, I would want to focus first on her very, very sterling qualities and her stellar capacity. Even before I consider the fact that she's female, I think that what we need to speak to is an individual who is qualified, one who is able to serve as vice president, to represent Ghana in ways that many others have not, one who is not going to stand in front of all of us, tell lies, one who is not going to stand in front of us, boast about things they cannot deliver. She is a mother first and foremost. Secondly, she's a citizen of Ghana. Thirdly, she's a patriotic citizen. Fourthly, she has the national interest at heart. And Nana said it, that she will never, in the interest of herself, consider herself as one who should stand responsible for her actions, responsible for her decisions, responsible even for the campaign that she intends to conduct with John Mahama. You know, look, there are so many challenges currently. Mm-hmm. We need modesty. We need sincerity. We need people who are also a strong deliverer. Better livelihood for the good people of.
I mean, thank you very much, Madam Joyce Bamoktarin. Please hold it there for me. Your line is breaking a little bit, but please hold it there for me. I'll come back to you again. But you know, you've heard that from Joyce Bamoktarin in terms of what the considerations were, so that you can continue making the substantive point you were making earlier on.
Yes, I did, and that was fantastic. In fact, I agree in totality with the point made by the Honorable Joyce Bamoktarin. Kweku, the consideration, as I said, cannot be one of a gamble, as you want to put it. It is not a gamble. And those who make assertions that the NDC did not win the 2020 election because Prof. Jane did not bring any addition to the table must think again. They should check the figures in the central region, the differences that the NDC made, even in terms of the parliamentary seats that we have gained and all. And in fact, Prof. Jane has stated in her speech that the consideration is not even about winning elections. The consideration is about delivering on the mandates of the people. And so it's about the sterling qualities she brings on board. Kweku, we have a credibility deficit in this country. Our leadership, I mean, over the period, has been professional politicians in the New Patriotic Party who see this country as an avenue to enrich and embellish themselves in the national front to the detriment of the larger Ghanaian public. This is a woman who has demonstrated time and again that given the opportunity, her focus is changing the lives of people. Her focus is improving the institutions that have been handed over to her. Look at the education ministry. She was the one responsible for changing technical universities into polytechnics into technical universities. She's the one responsible for improving colleges of education, university statuses as we speak today. She's the one responsible for policy interventions, in fact, that enabled people to access student loans at the inception, the difficulty people faced at the time. The person cannot even enter at the beginning to think of accessing the loan. She brought all these initiatives. She presided over a policy initiative which would have been implemented much better than what we are seeing in the education sector today. The community day schools, which would encourage government to give equal and equitable access to every individual in this country while reducing the cost, unlike the wholesale implementation of the free SHS as we are seeing under this administration. And you see, if the standard of a vice president is that of Dr. Mahmoud Bawumia, who throws his hand in the air every time and says that he is not responsible for all the problems that we are bedeviled with, but he's quick to make mediocre claims to peanut achievements of the administration, then we must think again who we want to be in that office. And that is why Prof. Jane makes the cut. It is not a matter of gambling about winning this region or winning that region. It's about the stellar qualities she brings on the job. And as I said, we need somebody who actually restores the confidence of Ghanaians in the vice presidency.
Okay.
Everybody questions what the standards are today. Nobody trusts our vice president. When he speaks, people question whether it is true or not. If you have a vice president who has earned the brand for being the biggest liar in the whole of Africa, then you are beginning to question your democracy and where it is heading, because people can no longer trust the people in leadership.
Okay.
And that is where James comes in and brings some sanctity to the office of vice president. So right. It is not a matter of gambling. It is a matter of being certain in the mind of President Mahama that this is the kind of leadership we need going into 2025. It is about rescuing and resetting this country. It is about setting the country towards a path of growth and progress again. And Professor Jinana Opokuagyeman is the perfect pair to President Mahama.
For that, I mean, Ampon, you've heard that from Julius, and you've heard that from also Madam Joyce Bamukhtari. And in fact, at the NDC event, there was this blistering attack on the vice president and the claim that he has debased the office of the vice president. And so there is this need to bring someone there to restore, quote unquote, the respect of that office. Is that the same sense you get in terms of the calculation? And where do you stand on that point that Julius makes and that John Mahama himself makes? Hello, Ampon, can you unmute? Yes.
Can you hear me?
Hear you loud and clear.
Okay, so I think With the renomination of Professor Jane as running mate, it has two sides. There's the aesthetic side, the optics, like what Ms. Joyce Bawumia Mukhtari has just talked about, the fact that she's a woman, she has a lot of sterling leadership qualities and all of that. Then there's what the science and data and statistics talk about. Election is scientific, it's based on figures. We are talking about women who have leadership qualities. Ms. Joyce Bawumia Mukhtari is an excellent example. Why wasn't she nominated? There are millions, thousands of women we can mention in the NDC who also have the
prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications at TryLifeMD.com? We're now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
It's fun to put on jeans that you couldn't get into 6 months ago.
Every morning, I look forward to getting on the scale.
For anybody who's struggling with their weight, it's a godsend.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
That can fill in the space of
Hello, Ampon. I think I might have lost Ampon there on the network, but he was making a brilliant point about other persons that he believes were also equally qualified. But let me talk to the other Joyce on the line and get her view on this angle of a woman. The possibility that a woman will become the vice president of the country for the first time in this country's history, entire history, does that excite her? And does she think that makes any case for the NDC going into 2024, Joyce?
Hi, thank you very much, Kweku. So, away from politics, I think that for me as a youngster and also as a woman, it's such an excitement to see that the NDC decides that as a woman they're going to use to as a running mate. First of all, there's a representation, and you know there's a saying that when you go to Rome, you do what the Romans do. It's simply saying that when you're in a community and you see others behaving in a certain way, you behave as such. And let me ask, there are times that you have traveled outside of this country and then suddenly you feel lost. And then you find someone who sort of speaks your language or looks like you, and that gives you comfort. And for me, I think that is what Professor brings on board for me. She represents my voice. She's given diversity. And let's not forget, this country has about 52% of citizens, right, being women. And it pays to see that there's someone on the ticket there who is able to carry my story, who is able to speak to the issues that affect me as a woman. We have been talking about gender balance for a long time, and in corporate, there's the issue about empowerment and role modeling. Really, if we currently are to put, we currently have a 2-year-old or 5-year-old, and we are to say that, what will you want to be? Would we have about 10% of those kids or children saying that they want to be politicians? They want to be leaders? They want to be at the helm of affairs? Maybe, maybe not. Because all along, we haven't been able to show them that a woman can do that. So for me, it's about representation. It's about ensuring that we have gender balance. And I am glad that the NDC had taken the lead on this. And let's not forget, I'm not even talking about politics here. I'm just speaking as a woman, as a youngster, as someone who would like to be in a leadership position. And it pays to see that already we are beginning to see this. Kweku, I also want to say that this is the future. Right? We are talking, usually we'll talk about the future is female. You know, the future is everyone. It doesn't matter if you're female or not. And it starts from now, putting a woman on a party ticket to show the others that the future can be you, it can be everyone, and they can look like me, they can speak like me, and I have a voice in parliament.
I mean, thank you very much, Joy. And I'll come to the other Joyce on the line, Joyce Bamukhtari again, so that before she takes leave of us. But I mean, Dela, you also on. Do you share the same view, the optimism around the table from Julius, and in particular Joyce, that listen, this is a victory for inclusion?
Let me start with Kweku. My name is Dela Aboflan Kokochi. To start with, I certainly share the same view with Madam Joyce and the rest. I would like to commend His Excellency, the former president, and the NDC fraternity for picking the good professor as the running mate. You know, as a sovereign nation, you can agree with me that over the past 7 and more years, the office of the vice president has been denigrated over the years, over the period.
I don't get that point that you make continuously. How has it been denigrated? The vice president, Mahmoud Bami, has been there doing some kind of quality work, digitalization and all that issue people have raised. What is there to cite to say that the vice president has denigrated the office of the vice president?
You sound as if you are not in this country, Kweku. You see, over the period, the blatant disregard to economic issues, the propaganda, the level of dishonesty, the arrogance, the pick and choose style of a leadership that has characterized the office of the vice president, it is something the general public is not happy with. And therefore, we all need someone who other nations can respect. When you look at the good professor Jenana Opokwajima. Her international roles he played over the period speak good of him. To talk about in 2007, she was the first scholar to be selected to deliver a presentation during 2200 anniversary of the abolition of the slavery at the United Nations headquarters in New York City. In October 2009, she was selected as a Ghana's representative to be the executive board of the United Nations Education.
But Dela, you agree with me that to be able to go out there internationally and do whatever you want to do, you must win the election first. And so the big question people are asking is, what does Nana Jane bring to the table? John Romani Mahama is a well-known face already. But John Mahama by himself cannot win the election.
Do you want me to answer that for you?
I'll come to Joyce. I'll come to Joyce Bamukhtari in a minute. But Dela, please wrap up on that point.
This is the situation where he was not a vice president at the time she was doing all this internationally. So assuming she assumed off.
Hello, Dela. Well, I'll get back to Dela and the team. But Joyce, you were making the point. You wanted to come in about.
I'm just wondering, you know, why do I get this impression that people keep asking you have to win the election first? You need a safe pair of hands to win the election. You need an accomplished pair of hands to win the election. You need a well-respected pair of hands to win the election. I believe that in this ticket, the NDC has qualified on all of these spheres. Indeed, if you look at Nana Jane's record, go to the central region where she hails from. In fact, unlike most of our other running mates who have also come from the central region, she actually lived all of her life in the central region. She went to school in Wesley Girls, where she became a senior prefect. She worked at the University of Cape Coast as a lecturer, as a hall tutor, and rose through the ranks to the position of vice chancellor of that university. That also counts for something. And then in her political life, Nana became education minister. I believe that the record in terms of policies that were implemented is obvious for all to see. When we first heard of Dr. Mahmoud Oubamia, let's be honest, his first attempt, it made no impact whatsoever. He went back 4 years later, he returned, having gained some experience. And yet all he did was the falsifications of whatever it is he assumed his role as then running mate was going to be. You know, I think that we should stop the idea of, majoring or minoring. Ghana is at a crossroads. We are facing enormous challenges in terms of hardship. We are preaching inclusion and inclusivity. I believe that a country that has 52% of its population being women ought also at this time to start to consider very seriously the choices that political parties have been making over the years. Since 1992, for example, you and I know, Kiku, that we've had different kinds of individuals occupy the high office of vice president after being nominated as running mate. It is no different with Nana Jane Opokwajima. And I believe that when Nana actually spoke at that formal ceremony, she spoke about the fight against corruption. She spoke about that little girl from Commander who understands what poverty is and how corruption can destroy the lives of many, not just a few. She spoke about accountability and transparency and the fact that these are important facets of the Constitution and our democracy. She also spoke about the hard work and heavy lifting that we'll require to do, even as the NDC, to be able to convince the many Ghanaians out there who are looking for hope, who want a better Ghana, who want a different type of leadership. I have no doubt in my mind that John Mahama has, over the years, exhibited his love for Ghana, exhibited and demonstrated his love for nation building. I believe that he has nominated Nana Jane again because Nana represents all of our aspirations and hopes for our future. She's modest in every way that you can possibly think of. Affable, humble, dedicated, and hardworking. She's a very pragmatic woman. And when you see Nana, you see a woman you can trust. You see a woman that you want to entrust your life in. You see a woman who speaks to what she believes in. You see, a woman who walks her talk. I think that many women in Ghana, especially, want their voices to be heard. You remember there was an interesting debate on one of these very international platforms. And Nana was one of the where President Akufo-Addo even failed to tell the many Ghanaian females who have excelled, accomplished individuals, and he said that the Ghanaian woman was yet to be amplified. I have always known the Ghanaian woman was well amplified, well placed, well qualified, so accomplished a woman that she is deserving of a seat at the highest level. John Mahama has shown the way. Let's see what our colleagues on the other side will do.
Okay.
I have heard whispers that indeed our current flag bearer, the MPP, Dr. Mahmoudou Bawumia, has actually been trying even to get a female running mate. I know also about all the machinations about our own mother, Auntie Prema, our chief of staff, to be nominated as such. So let's make no mistake. Ghana is poised and ready for a better future. That future lies in the hands of John Mahama and Nana Gina Pokwajima. Indeed, in the central region, if you remember, in 2020, we increased our seats to 13. The central region is a swing region. We've had a former president from the central region, former vice president from the central region, another vice president from the central region. The love affair between the NDC and the central region continues. I have no doubt in my mind that Nana Jane is well qualified and well pleased. That the good people of Ghana see a ticket that can be trusted, a ticket that will inspire hope, a ticket that will bring relative stability and ease. You know, look, there is one thing that we've all forgotten. That at the time when President Akufo-Addo went out there and introduced Dr. Bawumia to us, he told us that the economy was an area out of his own house and that they wanted to be better managers of the economy. He picked him because he was then a deputy governor. He touted his credentials as one who could help Akufo-Addo better manage the economy. They have failed abysmally. At the time when Ghana owes $610 billion in public debt, where Ghana has been locked out of the Eurobond market, in the international market, where Ghana can no longer even pay its pension bondholders their profits. Where CNIC is actually telling us that by 2026, the ILO says that CNIC will no longer be able even to deliver on the pensions that have been invested with them. You know, look, we have so many challenges. We don't want a pair that are going to come and waste our money on lavish projects, to waste our money on lavish private jets, to waste our money on lavish parties and hotels, to speak to us as though the democracy were an heirloom belonging to their father. I listened to what our president said a few days ago, and I was very disappointed. I expressed enormous indignation.
He cannot hand over power to somebody.
It's not the private property of Mr. Akufo-Addo.
Yeah, but
he will lose the election. His selected individual may lose the election, and he will hand over, as every other Democrat has done before. Mm. I believe that this is the Ghana that all of us want to see.
Right.
We want leaders who respect us, leaders who acknowledge that they are actually serving at our pleasure, leaders who come in as servant leaders to do the will and bidding of the good people of Ghana.
Right.
You know, look, we've actually pampered this administration so much that sometimes I shudder to think, imagine the record of Nana Jane, and then I hear people say, we are wondering, what would you be wondering about? Seriously, how many of the male factors have actually had similar credentials?
Credentials like Prof.
Or you would rather have a leader who lies to you, who uses propaganda to contest an election, and then when they finally are put to strict proof, they have nothing to say.
Right.
Indeed, all the while that Dr. Bawumia has campaigned to become flag bearer, have you heard him grant one interview? Have you heard him make one presentation? Day in, day out, he's flip-flopping. All we get is enormous disregard for what we think and our criticism. Corruption is at an all-time high. Let me tell you something, and pardon me, Auntie Sissy, I know that all that money found under your bed has actually dented our credentials as women somewhat. But tell me, have you ever had any whiff of corruption anywhere near Nana, in all the appointments she's held, in all the places she has worked in? Look, we need stability. We need a safe pair of hands.
We need stability.
We need experience. We need people who care, and people to whom life matter. I have no doubt in my mind that Nana Jane will be that loyal and dedicated and committed citizen of Ghana.
Thank you very much, Madam Joyce Bawumkhtari. Joyce Bawumkhtari makes the point that for them in the NDC, they believe that Professor Nana Jane has what it takes to be a vice president that will support her president to deliver on the mandate. Thank you so much, Madam Joyce Bawumkhtari, too, for giving us sort of an idea of kind of thinking that went through this decision by John Dramani Mahama and the NDC to renominate Professor Nana Jane Opoku-Agyeman for the second time to be John Dramani Mahama's running mate going into the 2024 election. Thank you so much. So, Julius, let's do some politics now, because ultimately, the glowing tribute that that has been showered on Prof by you yourself, by Joyce Bawumkhtari, ultimately is about winning the election. If you don't win the election, she cannot do any of the things you expected to do in office. I was asking Joyce Bawumkhtari about John Dramani Mahama. Everybody knows John Dramani Mahama already, and what he brings. Okay. But it's about, you need somebody that can also bring in something that can actually lead you to winning the election. That's Professor Nana Jane Opoku-Agyeman. Give you that politically. She might have a brilliant CV, be the best vice president or the vice president, but the end justifies the means, isn't it?
Listen, Kweku, anyone who has not actually seen the kind of community Professor Jane Nana Opoku-Agyeman has been addressing is probably not paying attention. Prof Jane has focused his campaign on bringing people who value credibility, people who value policy ideas,
Julius, I get the point. I'm just trying to find out, in terms of the real politics, can Nana Jane go out
that is,
there?
That's what I'm saying. The community of intellectuals, we have been told that Vice President Bawumia is an intellectual who is bringing on board his intellectual acumen to deliver this country. He failed woefully. And there are people in that category, people who believed in that lie, who need to look elsewhere. And in looking elsewhere, they need somebody with the needed record to trust. And that is why Professor Jane Nana Opoku-Agyeman come in. Anybody paying attention should be able to see this. And that is the point I'm trying to drive at, that this election will be decided by those people who over the period fell for the lies of Dr. Mahmoud Bawumia, and that he has come to office and sets a standard lower than anybody would expect from him. And these are the communities that Professor Jane Nana Opoku-Agyeman is appealing to. Professor Jane Nana Opoku-Agyeman is appealing to young intellectuals, young people who look up to the sort of leadership she represented, even as Vice Chancellor of the University of Cape Coast. Those are the communities she brings on board. I do not know how and under what circumstance Vice President Bawumia can, or anybody is going to choose as running mate. I mean, the names that are coming up, Esla Owusu, the energy minister, who is now struggling to keep the light on and all those things. I do not see how any of these people can appeal to these communities more than Professor Jane Nana Opoku-Agyeman. And so, yes, she's going to bring all those qualities on board. Moreover, it must be understood that the NDC did not choose Professor Jane Nana Opoku-Agyeman only to drop a token for women. We chose the best of the best among the women. And so that demographic is also there, who is going to act for once feel represented. They are the majority in this country. They do the best for this country. If you look at our markets everywhere, they are the people who drive this economy, but they are the most underrepresented in this in our Ghanaian politics. If you hear President Mahama listed the key areas that he is going to ensure that Professor Jane Nana Opoku-Agyeman supervises. It includes gender, it includes education, it includes health. Those are the most critical areas for women, if you think about it. What is the state of maternity health in this country today? All those issues are the things that Professor Jane Nana Opoku-Agyeman spearheads in this campaign. Mm. And that is the very demographic that is going to win us the election. And so if it comes to the numbers games, Kweku, I am telling you on authority that she is the one to deliver those numbers. Mm. I do not see who, the Honorable Frema, know under her watch what has been happening at the Jubilee House. We have cash for seats and all these issues.
Okay.
Who are we going to look at? The energy minister. Under him, we are about to doom. So when he inherited ESLA, that could actually solve this problem once and for all. We're not going to look at it. And I want to address one thing before I leave. President Akufo-Addo should know that he is not Addo Targaryen. He is not Addo Lannister. Neither is the presidency of the Republic of Ghana the Ochimans too. He does not choose who he hand over to. It is the people of the Republic of Ghana who come December 7, 2024, who are going to elect President John Dramani Mahama.
and his description of President Mahama as a defeated candidate and all those things smacks of a person who has completely forgotten his history. He is the most defeated presidential candidate in the history of this republic. From 1998, he has been contesting. And when the people of Ghana did him a favor and gave him the presidency, he has been a total failure. And so it is not him who is going to determine who is going to be president. It's the people of Ghana. And you should know this. The presidency, again, is not the Orochimaru's tool. He is not Ado Tagarian. He does not choose heirs for this country.
Okay. Okay. Good point. Good point, Julius. Please hold it there for me. We'll come back for a last round. But Ampon, you've heard the point. Going into the 2024 election, how much of a premium do you think the New Patriotic Party should be putting on Nana Jane in terms of what she's able to bring and her ability to help the NDC stop them, the NPP, from breaking the eight?
I was trying to make the point. I think the network interrupted my speech, but in 2020, we saw what she brought on board, and I think quite substantial. In the central region, the NDC dwelt on the strength of President John Dramani Mahama. Even at the event yesterday, President John Dramani Mahama was marketed and sold better than the woman herself who was being outdone. So it seems to me that there's an innate admission of the woman's political, let's say, incapacity or something. She, as an individual, as the qualities she possesses, she possesses telling qualities. A lot of women possess telling qualities, but that is not enough to make the cut in this game of politics in Ghana. She has to carry with herself some charm, some aura. She does not command so much for me. And the statistics don't lie. She doesn't have any identifiable group that she is bringing on board to help with the ticket. I mean, like Dr. Baumia, who was president of Akufo-Addo's running mate for eight years, he brought on board the Muslims. You can say that he was able to consolidate the North. But where is Professor Nana Jane going to consolidate?
Women.
For me, there's still... Oh, Kweku, please. There are a lot of women in the MPP. President Akufo-Addo's cabinet at the moment has the highest number of women than any other president so far in the history of Ghana. And so what are you talking about? Let's not behave as if women are being maligned in politics. Okay, it's fantastic to have the first woman to be a running mate or a potential vice president to come from the NDC. But let them not talk about it as if it's something that has been hated and they are trying to, I mean, they are the trailblazers. Or I don't get it. The point is that women are not being maligned. And the other point is that Professor Nana Jane so far has not made us understand what kind of block or which specific blocks in the Ghanaian political landscape that she's going to bring on board. So I think that the NDC campaign, once again, is going to dwell on the strength of President John Dramani Mahama as an individual and as a politician. And we have all seen the results of that. In 2016, when he had to defend his record, we saw the results, the biggest defeat to an incumbent president in the history of Ghana. In 2020, the second biggest defeat to an incumbent president or to a political candidate in this country, all to John Dramani Mahama. And so if the NDC is going to fight this election campaign on the strength of President Mahama, well, we cannot predict what the end is going
it's
to
gonna,
be. But
7
December has not yet come. So we still have a long time to juggle and see how it's going to be. But I do not think that Professor Nana Jane, I mean,
brings so much
the right person. Yes, to bring the number.
Della, how do you respond? How do you respond to these points that have now been made by Ampon, that Professor Nana Jane Opoku-Addoman does not bring so much to the table?
You see, I will first and foremost let Ampon know that Prof was better off today than she was in 2020. We all can attest to this fact. Let's look at her posturing, her delivery, and her calmness when she was speaking before us. You see, she is not going to be a vice president for only the people of the central region. No, you are getting it wrong, Ampon. She is going to be the vice president for the entire nation. Therefore, the issues of whether or not how many votes she brings on board or not is...
I have not said she's going to be president for central region.
Can I finish, Ampon? Please, can I finish? You see, the people of Ghana are happy because
We need change. That is all we are talking about. And I am happy that the queen mothers of this nation are speaking. And they are speaking because they realize that the woman in question has this credibility and can handle this office with some sort of respect and dignity. And that is what we are calling for. So, Ampo, don't make that mistake. You see, she's better off today than before. So we can only leave this to the good people of this country come December 2024.
Okay. I mean, let me give another word to Joyce, not Joyce Bamoktari, but the other Joyce that we have on the line. And going into 24, it's going to be a heated, really heated battle. You made a good point there about what this nomination represents. What I mean, do you plan to see the same thing with the NPP? They are yet to name a running mate. But how excited would you be if they also name a female candidate to partner Dr. Bamia into the 2024 election?
Thank you. I will be super excited because then it tells you, like Ampong was saying. So he says that what constituent is she bringing on board? I think the constituent of women, we are 52% of this nation, and that is what she's bringing on board. I would love to see the NPP do the same. Then it tells you that we are taking the conversation of women representation to the next level. I would like to jump a bit and talk about the SDGs, as I am someone who works with the SDGs. The truth is that the UN has sat down to realize that there are certain goals that when we are able to achieve, we can change the world. And well, when you look at the research, it shows that when you have women on board, they can fight and ensure that the SDGs are really fulfilled. And biggest of them is SDG 10, which is about reduce inequalities. And I tell you, currently, as we speak, we know what we are going through in terms of the economy. And it means that if we have 52% of the nation, right, who are women, and really their income levels are low, then it tells you that more women are suffering than men in this country. It will pay to see that we have more women in politics. And I think that the base is important. Even if we can have a woman, right, we can have more women being in politics. It means that the more women we have in politics, the better we'll have them at the top. And then again, I'll come back to credibility. Research again shows that before a woman will come out to say that I want to do something, they are really usually overcompetent. A woman, based on all that we go through during our puberty stage and our adolescent stage and how we fight with body shaming, we would like to come out when we are fully ready and sometimes over ready. So it means that the woman who is putting herself out there to say, I want to be a vice president of this country, is overqualified. And really, to see someone come from the MPP table to will show you that there are women who are overqualified and they are ready to do this job. I really like to see the dynamics of how that play to have two women standing in to become the vice president of this country. It means that we are taking our sustainable development goals seriously, and we are also ready to see the economic development of this nation.
Thank you very much, Joyce. So we're just about to go, but we did put out a tweet asking some questions about what Ghanaians think this appointment will really mean. On the Joy 997 FM page, we asked, will you vote for a political party because of its running mate? And 52% said yes. 48% said no. They are not really going to vote because of a running mate. It's really going to be about the top of the candidate. And then on the Joy News Twitter handle, we asked the question about whether or not a female candidate being on the ticket will affect the vote of the people. And we have, the results are quite interesting. We have about 64% saying that yes, it does actually will affect their decision to vote or not for that party. And 36% say no. So, I mean, that is your answer. There are a lot of people who think that having a female running mate is really going to affect the choice of vote. That's how we call it wraps on the show tonight. Thank you so much, Madam Joyce Bamoktari, for the insightful presentation that you've made to us about the qualities that you believe Professor Nana Jane Opoku-Agyeman brings to the table, to Julius Anthony, to Ampong Dakwa, to you, Dela, and also to you, joys from the civil society organizations and your passion for SDGs. And that it's an important conversation that we've had. This conversation, I'm very sure, is really going to continue even after this show concludes. And there are so many of you are going to share your views in the coming days when the new Patriotic Party name who will partner Dr. Bawumia into the 2024 election. We'll be back again on the show to do some sort of a comparative analysis. But for now, Andy Dusty takes over from me with the library.